God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
All right, Less Visible. He comes by twice a month to talk about what's on his mind. He sure writes what's on his mind and sings what's on his mind. Several blogs and read by many across the world. He comes by to talk on basically two subjects. One is metaphysical. The other is socio-political. This week is the socio-political commentary entitled Smoking Mirrors. Less Visible is one of those guys, very passionate, has a way with words that it's hard for people not to hear even if they don't want to. So a lot of people love him, a lot of people hate him. But we love him here at Feet to Fire, and now we go across the pond to Less Visible.
Friends, Romans, and Ilksters. Aru, the dog poet is transmitting. It slips through the jungle like a jaguar in the night. It climbs out of the caverns that lead to the air vents that sustain the Illuminati in their castles underground. It leaks into the glaciers like sleep, slipping from the mouth of Albert Gore. It walks through Paris and it waltzes through Vienna. It has a beer at the Oktoberfest and thinks about beer trucks filled with bombs. It wears a condom in Vegas and goes bareback in Salt Lake City. It dreams and it wonders as it greets the sun in Samarkand, and we are riding alongside on the Doppelganger Express. It's the future and its possibility. It's that indefinable something you can taste in Chinese food, and it's a warning and the witness, because Santa knows if you've been good. Some of us can feel it when we can't feel anything else, and some of us are fast asleep in the kindling of a burning bed. Some of us have a bone in our nose, and some of them are wearing loincloths, and some of them are in designer clothes. And it just goes to show you that everything is everything now, and some part of everywhere is a part of everywhere else. It's in the water supply. It's like the gleam in your daddy's eye, except that he's not laughing and you're not smiling. For quite some time, it was only a vague sense of uneasiness. There was a feeling that conditions and events were not going in the right direction. Some line had been crossed. We chalked it up to stress or paranoia. Finally, something happened and fear became a shimmer over everything we touched. Everything that touched us. Then we found out that the original bad guys were wind-up dolls and that somebody else did the whole shebang. The fear increased. By increments, it became apparent that the government itself was behind it. Later, it became even more clear that agents of a foreign government had turned our government into a jailhouse punk. Our government was even ordering makeup and making denim skirts for itself. It liked it. Even when it became clear what the public role involved, there were people lining up for the opportunity. The people behind the people behind the people came out of the closet and leered into the eyes of the world. It was some kind of Mae West-Charlie Manson hybrid of a thing. It was some combination of Hello, Sailor, and what you gonna do about it? Nobody knows what's happening behind the Hollywood front. What could it possibly be that was powerful enough to make nearly everyone shut their mouths and or open their mouths depending on the demands? You might say that a lot of people know what happened or some version of it. You might say it was only because of the nearly complete control of the media that it isn't sorted by this time. Still, think about it. Think about all the goons that magically appeared like triffids in public offices, on the TV and radio, in uniforms in universities, and behind the counters of all the places that deal with paper. I don't know about you, but the whole thing and all the little pieces of the thing are seriously uncanny. Here's a brief outline. A cabal of highly placed government officials in tandem with foreign intelligence services, and most especially a particular intelligence service, launched a false flag assault on their own country, the most powerful nation on Earth. They used this event to invade Afghanistan and then Iraq, They use this event to launch an even more serious assault on the Constitution and civil liberties of the people. They use this event to dramatically alter the way people move about. They use this event to make the world what you see today. Just before the event, a man entered the White House by means of voter fraud, and then it was accomplished a second time the same way. Just last year, a new president replaced him with a promise of hope and change and a determination to end the conflicts abroad. In short order, he dashed the hope, turned change into more of the same, and expanded the conflicts abroad. Now it involves Pakistan as well, and Iran is in the gun sights. For nearly 10 years, the lies that justified the invasions have been revealed to the public. For nearly 10 years, we've watched the same lies being used to justify each new outrage. And now we're seeing it in real time once again. Even though we've seen exactly the same thing before, several times, we're seeing it again, and they're doing it with a straight face. If this was a movie, it'd be a satire. It would be a black comedy. It's not a movie, however. Even though it is a movie, it's not a movie and it's not funny. Iran sends a note to the IAEA to inform them that they're constructing a new enrichment facility. The rule requires you to inform the IAEA 6 months before your facility goes online. This new facility won't go online for 18 months, so Iran was well within the guidelines with lots of room to spare. Suddenly, 1,000 timpanis began to rumble. The stage explodes with pyrotechnic effects, and the fog machine... Especially the fog machine goes to work so hard you can't see your hand in front of your face. Even if you can no longer see them, you know the pyrotechnics are still happening. Like magic, the fog begins to part on stage, and Curly, Moe, and Larry descend from the rafters on plastic quarter moons. The band starts playing Where or When. Moe pokes Larry in the eye. Larry swings at Moe and hits Curly instead. The crowd goes wild. They must have had a full facial Botox treatment before they came out because they didn't even crack a smile when they began to tell the audience that Iran had just violated not only the females of every household represented, but also the males and the family pets. It was a stunner, ladies and gentlemen. The stooges who front for three powerful nations came out before the eyes of the world and lied like there was no tomorrow, and if it were up to them, maybe there wouldn't be. They stamped their big clown feet. They howled in outrage. In the wings, Bibi Netanyahu wiped a tear from his eyes. "Now that's acting," he said to Barack, who stood near him at a control panel. Shortly after the Stooges had left the stage, following a medley of their routines, the media airwaves lit up like Las Vegas having a grand mal seizure. Dogs, ponies, hookers, and ping pong balls were flying in all directions. Headlines streamed through print media and across the internet. Somehow, Iran's full compliance with all of the IAEA's requirements had been transformed into an unspeakable international gang rape of war orphans. I guess I don't have to tell you where those war orphans came from, but I digress. The level of hubris cannot be measured. People, it is officially off the charts. What power, what motive, what reason can there be for world leaders to present themselves as they have done in the face of so much hard evidence to the contrary? Here's a mystery. We've all got our theories, but still, it seems like there must be even more than whatever we may suspect. This brings us to the curious case of the Big Brzezinski and the interception of Israeli planes when the fait accompli goes down. You're reading the text to our once-a-month Smoking Mirrors radio show, and this is the end of the blog segment. You can listen to it tonight and catch... Well, you are listening to it. Let me skip that stuff. And so, hey, you're here. This is the Dog Poet signing off in the blog section of our show and sending out a collective big up from your homies in the Sirius cluster. Keep in mind that it's only castles burning and none of us has one at the moment anyway. And we're back again, as if we never went anywhere with nary a pause, as we go to full audio sans text accompaniment. Will the dog poet ever get the chance to turn down the Nobel Prize? Will he ever get a bust on the promenade in Firenze? Will he wind up doing the perp walk for talking the talk? And can I get a witness? Now to the matter of the Big Brzezinski. Here's what he said in an interview the other day. "We're not exactly impotent little babies. They have to fly over our airspace in Iraq. Are we just going to sit there and watch? We have to be serious about denying them that right. That means a denial where you're just saying it. If they fly over, you go up and confront them. They have the choice of turning back or not. No one wishes for this, but it could be a liberty in reverse." The Big was suggesting that Obama, Mr. As If, should warn the Israelis that if they attempt to attack Iran, the U.S. Air Force would intercept them. This comment doesn't seem to have registered as even a blip on the mainstream media. No surprise there. But I can't remember the last time anyone of his stature said anything remotely like this. The big is a diplomat, as in so he knows how to do diplo speak. He could have said this a lot of different ways, but this is how he said it. I've seen people discussing this and larger alternative news sites posting it, but I have yet to see anyone comment on how really, really outrageous his statement was. Israel appears to run the U.S. government like an Egyptian slave gallery, and maybe what we've been seeing isn't all there is, but of course that would be true in any case. Still, this is over the top, and the mention of the USSS Liberty? Ungawa! Nobody in an official position or place of prominence even mentions the Liberty. That's a no-no. That's like bringing up the forensic soil test at Treblinka. So, we've had Netanyahu publicly humiliating the straw man from The Wiz on a daily basis concerning the Israeli settlements. He's practically forced him to the ground and sat on his chest while saying, "Who's your daddy?" And then we get this from the big. I'm guessing this was a deliberate event and the big was picked precisely for who he is. I'm guessing this was some kind of a statement, an indication that there's another powerful faction in the American government that has finally had enough of being dressed up in their big sister's clothes by some neighborhood bully and paraded around the house while the parents are at work. I'm guessing the Oath Keepers are in line with this, and I'm guessing it's no accident there's now a majority of Congress asking for an audit of the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is the one responsible for the present economic crisis and also the main arm twister behind the majority of fascist policy of the last however many years. It's like watching one of those plot twists in The Usual Suspects, and we're most definitely dealing with The Usual Suspects. Like I've said a number of times, we've all got our own ideas about how the whole thing is going to shake out, but none of us knows. We might get faked right out of our shoes soon enough. Keep in mind that no matter how compromised a lot of the players may be, they are all excellent chess players, know something about history, and have heard the name Machiavelli before. Also, keep in mind that there's a mysterious power that guides and rules the universe, and that everything that is happening is part of an elaborate drama whose purpose is to give an object lesson to humanity. There's some strange voodoo in the soup, people. I look deep into the soup and I see little pointy-headed characters bobbing among the vegetables. When I lean down real close, I can tell they're trying to tell me something, but I don't understand the language and I can't find my magic decoder ring. Some readers have taken me to task lately about what they perceive to be my lack of willingness to put on a coonskin cap and run around through the woods with my rifle and my Bowie knife. They seem to think that because I not only believe, but know that there's a power which controls the universe, that I'm just going to stand around and let everything happen. In a way, that is correct, but not entirely. Like all of you, I have a role to play, and I prefer to treat with things as they arrive. I've made my bones in this world, and my credentials are intact concerning my willingness and ability to go to the mattresses. But for me, these things are a last resort. I'm not a saber rattler. I've seen what an impetuous and reckless posture can produce, and I'm not motivated to be drawn into anything that would defeat the whole purpose. The purpose is to assist evil in destroying itself, not to destroy yourself in the process. Those who are too eager for combat in situations that haven't even presented themselves are often the ones who haven't been there before. Time enough for everything when the time comes. Dear friends, the hour is upon us, or it soon approaches. They've trotted out the dead guy, Bin Laden, and the phony videotapes. They're rounding up the patsy terrorists in locations far and wide. These unfortunates have no bombs, unless the authorities gave them a Fisher-Price mock-up van to get busted in. It's already been revealed several times of late that these events are staged put-ons for the purpose of generating fear in the environment. This is exactly what they did all the times before this. Should they actually attack Iran, the world is going to be changed in ways that are impossible to predict. Suffice to say that it will be momentous. When you start to believe that you can only rely on yourself, there's a potential for panic that can subvert your reasoning abilities. Don't let this happen to you. Find your calm center and look within. In every time of trial and danger, there is always invisible assistance at hand. When we're shouting inside our own minds, we drown out the guiding voice. whose intention is to lead us in the right direction. I know it's a leap of faith, and it might be asking a bit much in the face of the unknown, but there are many tales and stories from the past in which people have proven the truth of what I am saying here. You have plenty of evidence of individuals and groups overcoming seemingly impossible odds and circumstances due to a mysterious something. I'm not saying stand down. I'm not saying we should not fight if there is no other option. I'm saying that there are often different possibilities beyond the ordinary fight and flight response system. Now's the time to seek the quietude within and find the core of your being. Nothing can be more helpful and advantageous to you. Relax into yourself. Even in combat, that often makes very good sense. Consider the perspective of combat from the mindset of Aikido and Jiu-Jitsu. Try to remember there's a power within you that is greater than the power of the whole world. You can act in concert with this power. Remember that even though Arjuna stands at the front of the chariot, Krishna stands behind him. This really is a movie, and your sole requirement is to play your part well. If that is the case, then it comes down to how well you take direction. We've come to the end of another broadcast, and we hope that you are well and getting better. May you find strength within, and I'll see you in a fortnight, if there is one, with the Visible Origami transmission. Until then, this is the Dog Poet, extending to you the greetings and best wishes of this Sirius cluster. We've got our eyes on you, and we'll help where we can. Aloha.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun